countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
But first, throughout the Irish countryside, there are lakes and rivers dotting the landscape. But the quality of the water in almost half of these lakes and rivers is not as good as it should be. And agriculture is largely responsible for this.
And overall, we'd say our water quality remains under pressure from human activities.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, which monitors water quality, over the past decade, nitrate levels have been on the rise, which correlates with the increase in dairy cow numbers post-quota, and as such, increased fertiliser use, with the excess nutrients seeping into water. The problem is particularly acute in the south and southeast of the country. Mary Gurry is the programme manager for water with the EPA.
Only about half of our water bodies, that's our rivers, lakes, groundwaters and our estuaries and coastal waters, are in satisfactory condition. And that means there is a lot of them that aren't supporting healthy ecosystems, the plants, the insects, the fish, that is an indicator of a healthy river. We have a particular problem with nutrients. That's the main pressure on water quality, where you have too much nitrogen or phosphorus. It causes overgrowth of plants and it kind of knocks out the functioning of the ecosystem. It takes up the oxygen, starves the other insects from thriving. So the two main sources in general of nutrients are agriculture and wastewater. And from agriculture, it's fertilisers and the animal manures and slurries. We did an assessment this year which looked at the southeast in particular and those catchments, those river catchments that are under the most pressure in the estuaries. And we know that in those areas, those rural catchments, about 85% of the source is from agriculture, so it is the main pressure.
You can see the cow path here goes down and the stream is right at the very bottom there and it comes from the other way as well. And what we've done, we put a series of ramps so any water goes down is diverted out into the fields.
On the ground, there are various schemes and pilot projects aimed at supporting farmers to reduce the impact of increased agricultural activity on the environment. That includes the small but promising Agricultural Sustainability Support Advisory Programme, ASAP for short, where a number of private and public bodies have come together to encourage a few hundred dairy farmers employ good practice to protect water quality. Patrick Banville milks 140 cows on 130 acres on his family farm near Tumun in Wexford.
We don't want to damage the land. The grass is key for us. So the important thing is graze without doing damage. And then you'll have grass the following year as well.
Right, there's a river running alongside the farm here. How do you minimise the amount of nitrates going in to that river?
Well, what we've done there this year was we upgraded the farm roadways. They need to be upgraded anyway. So we put in a series of ramps and diverted the water away from the roadway into the paddocks to divert it away from the stream. There was already a bank, you know, kind of long be the stream, but just for another bit of security, diverted away into the paddocks.
So they're kind of cambers on the side of the road.
Cambers, yeah. There's a good fall on the roadway at both sides of the farm coming towards the stream, so we would have to do something like that to stop it from getting into the stream.
So what else do you do to try and minimise nitrates getting into the water system?
Well, we have a buffer zone along the edge of the stream, we shifted out the wires a metre and a half, what I reckon. We went out 2 metres and we kept the wire up to the top of the stake so the cows are grazing in, can graze under. So you're not losing, you're only losing a metre, I'd say, along the boundary, you know. And then when you're spreading fertiliser, obviously you'll keep out that little bit extra as well from the wire. That's kind of your guide, you know. I'd be happy to bring anybody to my farm. We're doing as good as we can do, you know. And sure, if everybody does their bit. Well, but the industry would have to, other industries have to, can't blame the farmer for everything. Like, there's septic tanks doing as much damage in areas too, and, you know, everybody has to play their part. It can't be all loaded onto the farmer.
But we do know that if farmers do take action, we can deliver water quality improvements. You know, there's stopping the phosphorus runoff overground, putting in buffer strips and things like that. And then for nitrate, it's really reducing the source, the nutrient management, and reducing the quantities of nitrogen being applied, and just trying to make sure that it's the plant that gets the nitrogen and that it's not going down into the groundwater and out into the rivers and estuaries.
But Ireland is not an outlier. An EU report published this week shows that 80% of groundwater has a concentration of below 25 milligrams of nitrate per litre, which is among the 6 lowest in the EU. In fact, of the 19 countries highlighted in the report as facing the greatest challenges in tackling nutrient pollution from agriculture, Ireland wasn't one of them. However, the report concludes that across all member states, nutrient pollution from agriculture is still a serious concern. Áine O'Connell is Dairy Executive Director with the IFA.
Within an EU context, we are performing quite well. But that's not to give agriculture a free pass or us as farmers a free pass. But it's just to understand where we've come from and what we've done and what we can do in the next few years to improve our water quality.
Yes, it is a problem across Europe in many locations. Overall, as I said, we have about half our water bodies in good condition. The average in Europe is 40%. And our coastal waters in particular and our groundwaters are better compared to Europe. But, you know, we really don't want to race to the bottom. We have a really valuable resource and asset, you know, for tourism, recreation, for agriculture itself. We all need clean water and our drinking water, of course. So, you know, we don't want to be heading for the worst. But yes, it is a problem. And, you know, recent EU reports show that there is concern about the levels of nitrate across Europe.
The EU Nitrates Directive has been in place for 30 years. It puts limits on the number of cattle per acre of land. Right now, the Nitrates Action Plan is under review in Ireland, and a new look directive will be in place next year, which will determine, among other things, stocking rates on farms and revised rules around slurry spreading. Jack Nolan is Senior Inspector with Responsibility for Nitrates and Biodiversity with the Department of Agriculture.
We're proposing that they'll put in place more storage and that the period for spreading slurry will get shorter. So rather than spreading now in October, you'll stop spreading back in September. We're also saying that soiled water, which is the water from, say, parlour washings, for example, shouldn't be spread from the middle of November up until the middle of January. And spreading it in the middle of winter is the same as dumping it, because no matter what, even if we get a dry week, the growth is not the same in November as it's going to be next March. You know, we want to get the value out of it. Now, the investment in slurry storage and in soiled water storage is going to cost money. There's a proposal there that you'd have to have 4 weeks soiled water storage by the end of 24, up from 10 or 15 days at the minute.
Since the last Nitrates Action Programme, farmers have been changing the slope on their roadways to ensure that surface runoff runs back into their fields and not away from the drains and rivers. They've also fenced off watercourses and moved water trucks away to prevent sediment loss to our rivers. We can see as farmers on the ground that our measures are beginning to work, particularly where measures are targeted. We are seeing that they're quite effective in solving the local issue at local catchment level. So it's a very moving space, it's a very transitional space, and we are doing a lot to correct and improve our water quality.
The department's view on it would be that farmers have done a lot, and we need to keep improving, particularly to protect our social licence and to protect our export market, which is so valuable. Last year we exported about 14 billion worth of product. And while people think of Ireland abroad, they think of a really clean, green image. For example, Kerrygold butter in Germany is twice the price of German butter. Like, that's a premium market, and that's really where we want to be and what we want to maintain. Like, a lot of farmers have made a lot of good progress, and good work has definitely been done. Sometimes in the press or in the media, we read a lot of negative publicity about agriculture, and it's not recognised all the good that farmers are doing. And those that are doing their best should be rewarded for it. And industry have a major role to play here.
In areas where dairy farming is more intensive, farmers enjoy a nitrates derogation, which allows for more dense stocking rates on farm. But is there a worry that this could be taken away by the EU if water quality doesn't improve? Áine O'Connell again.
Yes, it's always a concern, Damien. The nitrates derogation isn't a given. It is, we have to apply for permission every 4 years. But we have to be willing to do more and work together, and that's a critical thing. Because no farmer wants to see water quality disimproving. And water quality is something that we can improve. It is a local problem that requires a local solution. But what certainly won't work is alienating farmers and making farmers feel like they're ostracised from society. They are very vital stakeholders in improving water quality.
But it should be clear for everybody, yeah, our derogation is definitely at risk. We're in the spotlight. But it's not something to be worried about, because there are actions there that farmers can take that'll bring us back on the right path, and very quickly as well.
My father was a great farmer, like quality milk. My father won quality milk in 1975 in Wexford Creamery. You know, there's a history of producing quality milk on this farm, and trying to do the thing as best as we can, you know. Like, I know times have changed now, like, but we definitely try to be improving. You have to be, if you're not improving, you're going backwards. That's what I always say, you know.
Wexford farmer Patrick Banville there, and before that, Áine O'Connell of the IFA, Mary Gurry of the EPA, and Jack Nolan of the Department of Agriculture. Now, we've a full version of that interview with Jack Nolan, which goes into greater detail about the problems of water quality and the proposed changes to the Nitrate Directive. If you want to listen to it, it's up as a podcast on our website, rte.ie/countrywide.